Carol Christensen. She is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Jay.
Okay, now, Carol, I was south of here last week and got hammered, not personally, but by some friends of mine and family, hammered by hail, high winds, straight line, bad weather, very isolated, just kind of a narrow band of stuff. And then I understand when I got back here that we had some nasty lightning. And so what's all that about?
Well, that's very typical for this time of year, of course, where we have these strong storms form in a line right ahead of a strong cold front. And if we get the right situation in the atmosphere, we can get some pretty large hail fall out of that, and as you saw, some very strong straight line winds.
Yeah, this was kind of a narrow band. Is that you know, we think of winds, we think, you know, over, you know, miles, but this was a pretty narrow band. I don't know how narrow it was, but 10 miles away, they didn't even get any rain. You know,
right.
How does that happen? I mean, can wind be that precise?
It certainly can. It can be either that narrow and that precise or very widespread, like we saw on July 4th, 1999.
Oh, let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not.
We don't want to return to that. So tell me, is the weather going to be delightful and wonderful and beautiful?
Well, it depends what you like.
Oh, yeah. I know what you like. Is it going to be nice for you?
If you like hot, sunny weather, this week is going to be for you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Another gasp at summer before we head into the school year. So we're going to see a gradual warming temperatures, where by midweek or Thursday, we're going to see temperatures 85 to 90 degrees and lots of sunshine all week long.
Really? Is that going to go into Labor Day weekend, or is that too far away?
We're going to start seeing chances of showers and thunderstorms, of course, through Labor Day weekend.
Of course, it's the weekend, mm-hmm. Right. That's a big mm-hmm. holiday, right. Okay. So, warm weather. Then what lies ahead? Are we going to start looking like fall then?
Well, we're still looking at above normal temperatures.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There are parts of this wonderful state that are starting to look colorful, but then there are parts like up here that doesn't seem to be any color at all. So any idea as to whether the early onset of spring and summer will carry over? I mean, does it make for an early fall usually or not?
Well, you're definitely asking the wrong person.
Okay.
I'm not the expert in the color.
No, but I mean, in terms of the weather, I mean, if we have early, of course, we're dealing with...
Oh, yeah, you know, there really isn't any indication about early spring, early summer. Will that bring an early fall?
Nothing in the record books on that.
No.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So maybe we'll have a nice fall and not get winter in the
Well, if we continue the way we're going, which is called what we call a persistence forecast, we're probably looking at a prolonged fall.
Well, that's not so bad.
Now remember, that's a forecast. That's not a. I just want to.
I have that. I've never held your feet to the fire. Now I've threatened to, but I never have. Well, that sounds great. Okay. Well, we'll keep checking in with you, and I know you don't like that super hot weather, but you know, I mean, it's the last gasp, and then you know. After that, it's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've been speaking with Carol Christensen. She is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thank you once again, Carol.
You're welcome, Jay.